is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis called Sunday the worst day of my life as Hurricane Dorian pummels the islands as the strongest Atlantic storm in 84 years. Meanwhile, as VOA's Michael O'Sullivan reports, the U.S. is making preparations, especially in the U.S. states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Some communities can expect coastal flooding and damage to infrastructure.
There'll be power outages, no question, and people need to be prepared for that. There will be storm surge, and unfortunately, this storm's arrival aligns with what's called the king tide, one of the times of the year when the tide's the highest in the southeastern United States.
U.S. Navy ships in Florida have been moved away from the coastline as Dorian, seen here from the International Space Station, moves slowly westward. President Donald Trump is getting updates.
It seems to be one of the biggest hurricanes we've ever seen. And that's a problem.
Emergency workers are warning residents to brace for heavy winds and prolonged rain. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And sound courtesy of ABC's This Week. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods on Sunday, the latest skirmish in the lengthy and contentious trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says lots of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
President Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5% and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. This is VOA News. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong blocked